Hello, hello. This is your old friend, Bozo the Clown. Look on page one in your picture book. That's a picture of me with my pogo stick, but I call it an arrow hop. Now, when I jump on my arrow hop, it bounces me way up in the air, over the tops of houses, trees, and everything. In fact, I can bounce so high that it takes me right up with the birds. If you'd like to come up with me and meet some of them, just turn the page whenever you hear me jump, like this. There! Now I'm flying through the air, and if you turn the page, you should be on page two. Look, that bird right over there is a robin. I know because she has a red breast. All robins have red breasts. Just listen to her sing. That's a very pretty song, Mrs. Robin.
Thank you. I'm singing because it's spring. I always sing when it's spring in the north. But when winter comes, I fly south where it's warm. But excuse me, I must go look for my favorite food, worms. Goodbye, Bozo.
Goodbye, Mrs. Robin. Well, I've taken another bounce on my arrow hop. Did you turn the page? Look at this odd bird. What in the world are you?
Oh, I am a funny little puffin. My beak is red, blue, and yellow. I live in the north and I like it there. I dive in the sea and I fly in the air. Here I go.
What's that music I hear?
That is my tail. You see, I'm a lyre bird. My tail is like a harp.
Can you play a song for me on your tail?
Sure. Listen.
Well, that's my song. You play it very well. Now I'm going down again for another bounce. Goodbye, Mr. Lyre Bird. Hey, look here. Oh, my goodness, what are you so mad about?
You'd be mad too if you were me. I'm a buzzard and I have no friends. No one likes me because I eat leftovers and I don't do much good for anybody.
Well, why don't you change your ways?
I guess that I was born to be the kind of bird that I am. What is to be, I guess, must be, so I'll have to stay what I am. So long as I have to be this way and I can have no friend, I'll continue to look as mad as I do as this song comes to an end.
Well, this time my arrow hop landed me by the bank of a stream. And look at that pretty bird. Excuse me, but what are you doing digging in the ground? I thought all birds build their nests in trees.
Oh, not at all. You see, many birds used to live in caves or under the ground. I still do. I'm a kingfisher, and I dig a home in the steep side of a stream bank. You see, that keeps me near the water, ready to dive for fish as it swims by there. I just love to eat fish. Don't you like fish?
Well, only if it's cooked. But I'm afraid I wouldn't like them raw like you eat them. Oh, what's that?
Oh, that's just old Hornbill blowing his horn. He's over there in the woods.
Well, I think I'll hop over and see him. Must you honk so much?
Of course, that's why they call me Hornbill. I live down in the tropics, where it is hot and damp. So I think that I shall leave you now, as I should be getting back.
He's sure the honkinest bird I ever did see. Well, where did my arrow hop bounce me to this time? Oh, it looks like I'm in a cornfield. Well, a crow.
That's me, Buzz. I was a crow, all right. And you see, I'm a-sitting right here on this scarecrow. Scarecrows are supposed to scare us crows away from the corn. But not me. I likes corn too well. I eat it right off the cob. Yowza! Way down yonder in the corn field, that's where I loves to roam. Cause corn is my favorite food, so that's where I makes my home. The corn field is my home. Yeah, farmers sure don't like me, cause I eat their crops. I is a bad one, I is.
So I see. I think I'll leave you to your dirty work. You sound a little crazy to me.
Oh, no, I'm not crazy. Just a little cuckoo. In fact, that's my name, Cuckoo.
Well, why are you so cuckoo, Cuckoo?
I don't know. I do all kinds of cuckoo things. I lay my eggs in other birds' nests. And let other birds bring up my children. Oh, I guess I'm just a naturally born cuckoo.
Well, I guess this is as good a time as any to bounce out of here. Hello there. Say, you certainly are cute little things. I guess you're about the smallest birds in the world. It's been very nice meeting you, little hummingbirds. Goodbye. My goodness me, what a beautiful bird.
Thank you. My name is Peacock. I am rather beautiful to see. In fact, I'm the most beautiful bird I know of. That's why I spread my feathers and strut around so that everybody can see me. I just don't know anyone as beautiful as I am. I'm just the most wonderful, fascinating bird in the whole world.
Gee, I guess I can't get a word in edgewise. Goodness, such a conceited bird. Never saw anything like it. Think I'll bounce myself right out of here. Who are you, and what makes you talk so funny?
I'm a pelican, and my mouth is so big that I talk in three voices at once. Can you hear them? Hello!
But why is your mouth so big?
It's big because it has to be, because of the way I use it. I merely dip it in the sea and then catch fishes in it.
Well, so you eat fish too. Well, that's very interesting. But I think I'll bounce up in the air and see if I can find a bird that doesn't eat fish. My, that's very pretty.
Thank you. I'm a Baltimore Oriole. Notice how my nest hangs like a basket. It's beautiful, but also very strong. Even the strongest wind won't blow it down.
Your babies sound hungry, Mrs. Oriole.
Yes. Please excuse me while I feed them.
Well, how do you do?
Well, how do you do?
And what kind of a bird are you?
And what kind of a bird are you?
I'm no bird, and besides, I asked you first.
I'm no bird, besides, I asked you first.
Why, you're just saying everything I say.
Why, you're just saying everything I say.
Well, for goodness sakes, you must be a mockingbird, the way you mock me all the time.
Well, for goodness sake, you must... must be a mocking.
Oh, never mind, never mind. I'm leaving. This could go on forever. Why you make a lot of noise with your bill? You sound like you're eating soup.
Well, I'm a spoonbill. My bill is shaped like a spoon. But I don't use it to eat soup. I use it to get food in muddy waters. I dip my spoon in a stream until I find a fish. But when you eat your soup, I hope you don't sound like this. You see, it's all right for me, but it's not polite for people to make so much noise when they eat.
Well, now I've seen lots of birds, but nothing quite like you.
Of course not. And I bet you can't guess who I am.
Are you a flamingo?
No.
Hold on. Whippoorwill? Oh, I know. You're a cardinal.
No. You might as well give up, Bozo. To guess is just absurd. The reason you'll never guess my name is because I'm a fictitious bird.
Well, no wonder I couldn't guess his name. There just isn't any such bird. He's just a joke. So no use wasting any more time on him. Well, you look more like a real bird. What's your name? Why, you, of course. What's your name? You. There's no one else around here. Why do you keep asking me?
I should think you'd know by this time what I am and my name, too. For you should know that an owl is the only bird that goes hoo, 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 hoo.
Well, I should have known, Mr. Owl, but I've got to be bouncing on home now. Well, I landed back at my home, the circus, all right. And look what's here to greet me, Polly the circus parrot.
Welcome home, Bozo.
Well, thank you, Polly. And to all my friends who came with me, I want to say, I hope you liked our trip together, now that we've come to the end. And that you will be nice to birds, because they're our feathered friends.